Baby, is that you? Good. I thought it might have been my roommate, and she's nowhere near as good to cuddle with as you are. Aw, come here, big guy. You need to get your butt in this bed and warm me up. How was your day? Aw, I'm sorry to hear that. I know you hate your late shifts, and it sounded like a nasty one.
Well, mine was pretty good.
Work was quiet and my mom called this morning.
She's going to do Thanksgiving at her house this year.
I told her we'd bring a pie or two.
True, she's a better cook than your mom.
I'm still amazed you learned to cook so well for yourself after living with her.
Will you stop putzing around and come snuggle with me?
Ah, that's the stuff. What?
It's nothing.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you. Babe, I'm afraid we have to break up.
Why?
Because I need to have a human for a boyfriend, and you, my dear, are a puppy.
I'm kidding.
Well, about the breaking up thing. Not about you being a puppy.
How are you a puppy?
Well, let's see. Every night before you go to sleep, you double check your phone is plugged in, and your watch is on the nightstand, and your clothes are laid out for this morning, and it looks a lot like how puppies will run around in little circles a few times before they lay down to sleep. And then when you finally get in bed, the first thing you do is sniff me.
Oh, you do so.
Every time you smell my hair. Well, thank you. I like my shampoo too. But it still means you're a puppy. What else? How about the way you always hang around the door when people are coming in? Yep, you do. You never just wait in the living room. You always get up to the couch and go read them at the door.
Just good manners, I suppose.
How about the fact that every time I'm in the kitchen making food, you're always right there? If you were a little shorter and fuzzier, I'd probably be dropping little bites on the floor for you. Maybe the way that no matter if it's been a week since you've seen me or just 5 minutes, every time you see me, you come running. Okay, maybe not running, but you come right over, wrap your arms around me, and give me a kiss. True, I do love kisses from my big gold puppy. Still not convinced? Oh, then roll over. Nope, you don't get to be the big spoon tonight. I'm the big spoon now.
Well, with the size difference, I'm more like your little jetpack, but still.
Be a good boy for me and roll over. No, stay. Good boy.
Okay, I'll lie off a little.
But how does this feel? You like it when I reach over and rub your belly?
Yeah, I see your face, baby. I know you like it. Wow, you really do like it. You look relaxed enough that you might fall asleep. How about this? Do you like it when I massage behind your ears? Oh, no leg twitching, but you definitely like that too.
I'm sorry, baby, but that clinches it. You are definitely a puppy.
But you're my puppy. And you're a very good boy. And I love you.
Now roll over, puppy. Time to go to sleep.